predestined me for. want it to your pizza. You smooth, eat me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You'll do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Deadline. Father God, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We honor you. We lift you up. God, you just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now we bind up intent. We bind up intent of witches, wizards, sorcerers. In the name of Jesus, and we sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over this deadline, over each person on this deadline, over each family member, over each job, over each situation and circumstance. And Father God, this morning, we want to pray for those people that are struggling. They want to come back, but the devil got them so bound that they think that you don't want them. But you said in your word that the harvest is ripe, the laborers are few. I pray for the children of the believers that have been seduced away from God this morning. Lord God, I remember what Minister Hill texted me yesterday. So God, in the name of Jesus, we call forth an assignment on the guardian angels. Assignment of the guardian angels. Of those people that are far away from you. And we ask you, Lord God, to put those angels on assignment to go and minister your word in the ears of the children that are estranged and the backsliders this morning in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they're blessed and to come back home.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, playing cards, laughing hard, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
If you can receive this, if you can't, I understand. You ask him. Yesterday was a highly spiritually charged day for me. Wasn't for anybody else. I know you can't tell me in the blog talk. I think I'm gonna get somebody to handle that chat room over here in the blog talk too. But if yesterday, I think I got my phone. If yesterday was a highly spiritually charged day for you, I want you to put your phone number, the last four of your phone number in the Is the volume okay over here in the speaker? I want you to put your phone number, the last four. If it was a highly charged day for you. You see, oh, where is the phone? I'm going to get my phone. Must be over here. Oh, here it is. Yesterday, a lot of things were happening in the spirit realm. Brother Wes was on a mission. I'm going in and out. I'm not surprised. Is it better now? Okay. Brother Wes was on a mission, and he can tell you about it better than me. If I could see him over here on the 0078. And it was planned, it was carried out, and it was I feel like it's lawsuit. But I don't see you on the blog talk. Can you dial in the blog talk, Brother West? And so it was gonna have to be highly charged because Brother West was on a spiritual mission. Brother West, hang up and redial into the blog talk. And And some other stuff was going on in the spirit realm in the heavenly yesterday. I'm going in and out. Let me see if I can fix that. I see both the microphones still going in and out. The enemy wants, okay, great. Yes. No. Brother Wes, are you dialing into the Blog Talk? You probably won't go in and out. Only oh, there I see you now. Okay, praise God. Brother Wes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you coming in loud and clear. Go ahead. Give us a report.
Okay, well, I was given last week the San Jacinto Monument. Struck me just like the Washington Monument almost, except it has a big star on top of it. It's actually higher than the Washington Monument. And the Lord impressed in my spirit that I needed to go take that land back. And so yesterday I prepared, got ready to go do it. Got my oil ready, and I had some water also. I put a little oil in the water, anointing oil, and I left. But I forgot. I got about 20 miles from my house, and I realized I had forgot the oil. So I went to an HEB.
Mm-hmm.
I got some oil, and I anointed it, and then I carried out my mission.
Amen.
And I went all around the monument and the grounds, and I would either drip a little bit of oil or I'd put it on my finger. The high part, I would just walk up to it and just, you know, put my finger on it with a little bit of oil around the four sides. And then I walked a lot of the trails and stuff around this area. It's actually the battle of the Texas battle for its independence. It took place on this. That's what it's all about.
Great God.
But I started looking for Masonic signs and I couldn't find one on the building. And I looked at everything. And then there's a big reflection pool, just like in Washington. So also the battleship Texas, which is was in World War One, is in the bay close to it. So I went back over that way, which is about well over a quarter mile away. And I took a few pictures, and then I found this other smaller monument, and it was the monument about the cornerstone of the San Jacinto Monument, and it was really kind of hidden. The trees were kind of around it, and it was just barely sticking over the trees. And then when I got there, then I found all the Masonic symbols and all the Masonic lodges that participated in that event.
Uh-huh.
So now I know the local lodges' names that I need to come against.
Praise God. Well, it was kind of like hidden. The Masonic.
Well, yeah, it was past the end of the reflection pool. In fact, it was across the road. There was a city street, and you go across that, and then that's where the battleship is. Well, it was way on the back side of that. So in that area where the battleship is, it was probably five or six equivalent blocks from that road that I crossed. So yes, it was a pretty good distance from the monument.
Father God, let me pray for you right now, okay?
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke and destroy the power of any revenge, retaliation, any lashback, any guardian spirits, any layers, demonic layers, unloose to protect it. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as West went under your authority, under your direction, right now, I ask you to anoint him fresh fire, fresh oil. Excuse me. Watch it. Look at it. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Go! Go! Off my vocal cords. Go! In the name of Jesus. Wes, hold your hands up right now. God is getting ready to anoint you with fresh power, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh power, fresh.
Praise
and awaken.
Praise you, Jesus.
Awaken, Father God, and impart into him what is required.
Praise
what is required for him to complete the first mission. The first. God said the first. Of what he first told you in the ministry that he's given you is being unloosed unto you right now. Receive it.
Amen. Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you.
Wow.
Thank
you, God. Thank you. Thank you. You're being established, Wes. You're being established in that ministry that God told you years ago. But you had to. It's like God had me call somebody else a week ago and tell them they had to go through everything they went through to be at the point you're at right now. Lord, we thank you for it.
Amen.
Thank you. And those of you listening,
praise you, Lord.
Wes, you come into agreement with me, and I want to pray,
yes, ma'am,
for every Ted Liner that is called of God, every person that would hear this message.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters,
yes,
it is no mistake for what you have had to go through. You had to go through that. And by your obedience, I want you to lift your hands too and receive right along with Wes, because he was the forerunner that God used to send out for us.
Praise
you, Lord Jesus.
Receive this
morning.
Praise you,
to walk in your original. Remember, it was all, I didn't know what it was leading up to, but it was leading up to this. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Now, you listen to what, listen, don't hang up yet. This is what happened to me tonight. And now I know, because you did that, this happened. I was in the fellowship hall. And in the fellowship hall, I was in the recliner, and I drifted off to sleep. Well, Jessica called me to tell me something, and I listened and I talked best I could, half sleepy, and I drifted back into a sleep. Ted was in there with me, and I heard this noise, and I got up, and Ted started barking. So I got up, I looked out the doors. We still got this paper up on the doors. And I didn't see anybody. And so Ted walked back from the door, got in her spot. I got back in the recliner. And all of a sudden, I saw these waves come in the room. And they were colored waves, like, but they were pastel colors, like light white, light green, all pastel colors. And so then I'm looking at it, and I see a head manifested on the pastel colors. And so I'm thinking, what is this? And the head was floating in the room, and then I saw the tail. It was a mermaid spirit. I looked at the mermaid spirit, and I said, in the name of Jesus, what are you? Then the face turned around, and it had a human face. It's the first time I've ever been able to see a human face on a spirit. I mean, completely human. And it said, I was sent to bring you into oppression, but I can't do it now. And I said, okay. I said, well, you can't, but I can. And I began to bind the thing up. And as I bound it up, it began to disappear. So then I said, God, what is this? And the Lord said, yesterday, Minister Hill talked about the angels. And Minister Hill sent me a text later. And she was crying because the angels hadn't been activated. The God was not happy. But you see, God said, he sent me here to get the anointing for the land. And I didn't know what he meant with. He said, he sent you there, the anointing over the sea and the battleships. I said, oh my God. I said, okay, I don't know what it means exactly. And so God said, remember, special miracles at the hands of Paul, so that the handkerchief from his body cast out demons. I told you, I know that's the Bible. He said, but you'll get the rest tomorrow. So that's why I didn't come on here with a message. I didn't come on here with nothing but to wait for God to give me the rest of it. Now we have it over the sea, Wes.
Okay, I'm going to add a little bit more to my day yesterday.
Okay.
When I was leaving the monument, and I decided to take this 3.2-mile trail around on the grounds. And so I started down this trail. It was started out as a boardwalk, and it was kind of ended up over some marshy stuff. And I put anointing oil in that marsh.
Ah.
And let it dissipate.
Yep.
So I did get water in the sea.
Yes. Oh. And then God brought it right back. And I mean, listen, this is what God said. And this morning, this is what God said. He said the mermaid and the marine kingdom works on frequencies. God began to tell me how they work. He said, did you see the movement of that spirit? I said, yeah. He said, that's how it seduces. Just like that movement you saw, it's how it seduces men and women. I said, okay, Lord. He said, and Ted Lund, he said this. He said, now I'm going to give you your aftercare program. He said, your aftercare program is going to be the program of the year. He said, your aftercare program, after you cast the demons out, is the program that is most needed. I said, God, I've been knowing that in my heart. I've been feeling it. He said, yeah, but I had to get the help ready. I said, okay. So he started taking up pencil and paper. I got up, got a pencil and paper, got up off the recliner. He said, this is your aftercare program, and this is how it's going to work. He said, it's going to be the program of the year. More effective even than casting out the demons. I said, thank you, Lord. So you see, Wes, if you hadn't done what you did, I wouldn't have, I'm sure, I'm hoping, maybe I wouldn't have, because it was according to the plan. So it wouldn't have come forth, because God said that the marine spirits and the spirits from the marine kingdom was blocking the believers from receiving. And just like Minister Hill said, nobody had asked him to dispatch the angels to do it until the events that happened yesterday after you went and completed the mission.
Do you remember the information I sent to you about the lady that was trained up, that had become a Christian at 3 and was in one of the hierarchy families?
Yeah.
I followed through more and more on her. And do you know what ley lines are?
I do.
Okay, well, she was going over the ley lines, and there happens to be a ley line running they're coming across in the Houston area, probably about in the area where that battle was and that monument is. It may be slightly north, but it's there, and a whole lot of that ley line stuff converges out where I was raised in around Midland, Odessa, Texas. Several points come together there. And she was telling how that they use those lines to transport their spirits down. They put stuff on those lines and people on those lines. So,
oh, really? Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why God was also telling me about going to Houston area and stirring up revival.
Well, she also said Houston was one of the major hubs, just like the Chicago area and that church. But I haven't. She only mentioned it that one time so far that I've heard.
Okay. Okay.
But go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, it appears that she's working with the federal government. She's a counselor for the military, a chaplain. And then she has all this experience in this other area. She was trained up. But when she was 3, you want me to go over that a little bit so they have an understanding who this is?
Because it ain't been proven.
Okay.
It ain't been proven. Because I did look into it, but she ain't been proven.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want to repeat nothing.
I understand. I think the Lord is showing me that I'm supposed to know more about the inner workings from her, or get the inner workings of the dark side and through her and assess it. So I was kind of laying.
Yeah, just remember, she ain't been proven yet.
I understand.
I'm always kind of leery, just a little bit leery, because I deal with so much, and I have people that have I have friends that have what they call these right there in Texas too. They have places, houses, shelters, and refuge that's like underground, where people are being housed, and they're secret, not secret, but they're not public. And so, I forget what, places of refuge, houses of refuge, and they have these houses and ranches. So I'm just waiting for somebody else to that's in charge of some of these places, safe havens, that's what they call them, safe havens, to let me know if this is right, or if this is a conglomeration of a lot of their information that's being leaked out, you know?
Right.
So,
well,
so,
I think I talked to you several months ago, 4, 5, 6 months ago, about those military bases.
Mm-hmm.
Called DUMB. And it appears that the Navy person that has a high security clearance, that was an electronics engineer on a submarine and has all kinds of clearance, and evidently he has been in a couple of those, according to his testimony. And he has laid out a whole pattern of that. So at first I thought, oh, no, this can't be true. There's so much, I guess, in the future stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm still trying to assess that. But the more and more, as time goes by, it seems to be possibly true. And we may find out before long. I don't know.
Well, it's very easy to find out if a person worked for the government or not. I mean, if you say you have an open job, like a chaplain, that's easy.
Right.
You know, that's not complicated at all. Either you are or you aren't. Either you do or you don't. And you know, it doesn't take a secret clearance to be a chaplain. Unless.
Right.
I don't know. Even the Navy SEALs chaplains are known chaplains. So.
Yeah.
It just needs to be proven. I'm not. And see, if I go give somebody's name or something, somebody's gonna think I'm endorsing something. I'm not endorsing nothing. It ain't been proven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait. But I know what you did has been proven because you did it. You went and did it.
Yeah.
So I don't have any. You know, that's real. Some of the
I think I'm gonna go back on another trip, and there's some graveyards out there, little ones, and evidently it was a burial, huh?
Legitimate graveyards with gravestones.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So these would have been the people that lost their life.
Well, some of them may be, and some of them are in the immediate years. They would have been through the battle era, but mm-hmm. I know some of them. It was Dezavala is one of them. He was the first vice president of the Republic of Texas. So
okay.
There's a family cemetery of theirs there. So. That land, I think, belonged to a widow where the battle actually happened at the time it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I may be wrong on that. But But that there's a graveyard with some of them in there, and it's not very big. I mean, it's like 20, 25 people. The known people are on a plaque, and I've got a picture of it.
Okay.
But then you see other, you know, two or three monuments, you know, there in a place, and then some more over here, and they're kind of scattered out through this oak woods or area.
Praise God. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just let the Lord lead you. Whatever the Lord leads you to do, however he leads you to do it, do it.
Yeah. Well, I think he was trying to, you know, he was telling me I needed to come back. So I don't know if it's the gravestones or something else that I might find there. But that gives me a second chance to the oil on the ground in different places around that property.
You know what? That reminds me. When I went to where General Sherman, where God told me to go that time, and where God gave General Sherman the plan for total war, I didn't have any kind of oil or anything with me. So we might go back there and anoint that place with oil, because it's a big tourist place. Mostly Civil War buffs go there. And then the tunnels that the slaves, because General Sherman used slave labor too, and they built all them underground tunnels to help them march into Atlanta and then back up to the Carolinas and then the South, the South, whatever they did. You know, they, what you do when you, man, I don't even like to think about it. They turn themselves over to the North. You know, when you secede or whatever.
Surrender.
Surrender. That's the word, surrender. When they surrendered. So I think I'm gonna ask Jose and Brother Joe to go back over there with me and take some oil and just pour in the ground over there where he get. And I think I'm gonna take some pictures too. Because it's the exact spot where God spoke to that general after he came down from the mountaintop over there in Tennessee. And you know, Dalton, right here, Dalton was never captured. Dalton never surrendered. Ain't that something? Dalton never surrendered. So it's really interesting. I'm glad. Again, but we have anointing fresh over these marine spirits, mermaid spirits, and you know what else? If I have time, I think I need to do a quick teaching on the marine kingdom, because I need to let you all know what you got. And I need to do a deliverance from any spirits from the marine kingdom. Because I noticed something tried to take my voice. It didn't want me to do that blessing this morning, which means that there's a slight problem somewhere on here. Somebody been attacked by them marine spirits. So tomorrow we're going to do deliverance. We're going to walk in the authority that we just won to one Tedliner's obedience, and we're going to deal with marine spirits, if that's all right. If anybody got an objection, let me know. Because if you got an objection, then you probably got some serious marine spirits operating on you. Tomorrow morning on the Tedline, we're going to destroy the works of marine spirits and the marine kingdom. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Brother West. Keep us
praise
please
God
informed.
Okay.
so we can stay on one accord with this.
Okay. I'll probably give you a call in a little bit.
Okay.
About
right.
something, but okay.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you.
Uh-huh. I want y'all to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Because tomorrow morning, we're going after that marine kingdom. Any hanging over spirits, and we're going after Freemasonry, too. Because Brother West found the affiliation of the Freemasons with that statue over Texas, but it's really raising up to the heavens. Praise God. You know, I don't know why this song keeps resonating with me. I'm gonna let it go. But I am gonna let it go. Right? In the hands of the angels of God to be handled in the name of Jesus.
It's hard for me to let go, hard for me to breathe, thinking that I gotta control it all. I can feel my worry and anxiety when it's slipping through my fingers and I know it. I've been losing my sleep, I've been losing my cool. I can feel my heart go boom, boom, boom. Staring at the ceiling, feeling like a fool. I'm going under and I know it. But I hear you whisper to me. If I lose my grip, I could see that you are carrying me. Oh, I'm gonna let it. I'm gonna let it go. Cause if I trust it, I can move with your flow. Being carried in the current of your love. When I lean into your arms, you're enough. So I'm gonna let it. I'm gonna let it go.
I bind up all hanging over spirits, all transference of spirits from the marine kingdom. I destroy the seed, the roots, the works, the acts, the deeds, and the thoughts from mermaid spirits, merman spirits. And in the name of Jesus, I bind up any and all incubus, succubus manifesting through the water kingdom. I break the power of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. And I bind all you spirits up. I forbid you to operate. I break, destroy your power. Prepare for complete obliteration. Go! Go! Thank you, Holy Spirit. I break all generational misery curses, all generational grief, all generational death. I disannul every covenant with death affiliated with water spirits. I break and destroy the power of water witches and water witchcraft. Go! I destroy scrying through water. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Lose your stronghold and go. I break your power right now. Go! In the name of Jesus. See you tomorrow on the Ted Line. Deliverance from water spirits and marine kingdom.
It's hard for me to let go, hard for me to breathe, thinking that I gotta control it all. I can feel my worry and anxiety when it's slipping through my fingers and I know it. I've been losing my sleep, I've been losing my cool. I can feel my heart go boom, boom, boom. Staring at the ceiling, feeling like a fool. I'm going under and I know it. But I hear you whisper to me. If I lose my grip, I could see that you are carrying me. I'm gonna let it.
I don't know who you are, but you're choking right now. Go! Loose that. Loose them. Loose them. Go! Get out the throat. You are. Go! 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 Every power of seducing mermaid spirits, the Lord God rebuke you right now. Cough that thing out. You choking. Go! Get out. You are bound by spirits from the marine kingdom. Go! Go! Get out! Thank you, Holy Spirit. You think it's God, it is not God's power, it is counterfeit. Go! Nothing you did, you were born by the water. Your family was born by the water. Go! I break that stronghold. I break it right now. Divination from the water. Go! Listen to me. Your son used to go down by the water and meditate. Go! Break it in the name of Jesus. It's counterfeit. Go! Kundalini. Yep. Kundalini. I bind your works in affiliation with water spirits and marine spirits. Go! Every counterfeit manifestation of Kundalini. Go! Get out! Come out! Come out, somebody else. It feels like a knot in the middle of your stomach. Go! Go! I command that knot to go down, and I command the stomach to go down. Go! I know I said tomorrow, but God started it today. In the name of Jesus. That's why God said, I'm going to let it go. Let it go. It's counterfeit. You can relinquish the counterfeit and get the real. Go! Oh, boy. Get out! Listen. Please hear this. Marine spirits draw you to the occult. You want to learn about the spirit realm? Learn from God's perspective, from the Bible. Go! Get out. All the way out. Somebody is really struggling. Call me on my phone, whoever you are. Call me on my phone if you're struggling really bad right now from marine spirits, from even the conversation, even bringing it up. I know you're struggling because I see you. It is one spirit that tries to transfer, seriously. Wait a minute, I'm going to take you off the speakerphone. Who is this, please? Hey, I'm doing good. Are you suffering from the marine spirits? Okay. Yeah, because it was trying to... Are you on the, you're on the tail line, right? Okay, because it tried to transfer through the tail line. It tried to take my voice. Renounce it. Just renounce it. It's trying to take your voice because your voice is a voice to the nation. Do you hear me? Renounce it. Renounce mermaid spirits. In particular, mermaids. This spirit I saw had long, brownish, reddish hair. A beautiful woman. All right, tell it to get out of you. I'm gonna cast it out. Cough it out. Go! Cough it out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. You are trespassing, you're trying to. His body is the temple of God. No defiling spirit will dwell in that body. It belongs to God. Go! We terminate your assignment. Go! Go! Go right now, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All right. Okay. It's not painful. It isn't. But what it is, it weighs you down and hinders you. It's excess occultic weight. I'm going to finish this, what we're doing, in the morning, but I had to help you to this point right here. Be on that. Nope, it's still there. Go! Get out! Go! Get out! All the way. All the way. Lose him and let him go. Lose him and let him go. All the way out. Amen. 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 Okay, I feel a release from the Holy Spirit. We're going to finish this in the morning, okay? And you're going to get a fresh anointing. I just need God to give me more and let me explain it to me better, all right? All right, see you in the morning. I love you. Bye-bye. Thank you, God. Thank you, 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 Lord God, thank you. You are always faithful. Thank you.